If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
It's a red, white, support the blue flashback weekend. Flashing back to our favorite interviews with those that have put their lives on the line for their fellow citizens.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
We are talking with Tracy Walder today. We're going to talk about Jack Teixeira, who is the 21-year-old who leaked top-secret documents online on a gaming chat room. Absolutely shocking. Huge, huge breach in security. To give us some insight onto this, Tracy Walder is with us. She's former FBI special agent and CIA agent, so she knows a bit about this world of things. I guess, Tracy, I got to ask you if you can give us some insight. How did this 21-year-old get his hands on this information?
My best guess, obviously, you know, I don't know exactly, you know, what he was doing. But his job really entailed access to the Air Force's sort of global communications system, if you will. He was like tech support for them, if that makes any sense. So it wasn't this like high level job, but I think a lot of times we associate high level with top secret security clearances, and it doesn't work like that. You don't get a higher security clearance the higher your job is. You know, for someone like him, he has theoretically access to whatever materials traveling back and forth through that, you know, technology network, through that communication network.
Sure.
And so that's most likely how he probably got his hands on it, although that obviously wasn't the intent of his job. But he would have to have a top secret clearance to work on that network, if that makes any sense.
Sure. Is that, I mean, I guess to the public and the outside looking in, you have this idea of probably from movies and such of, well, the only people on this level have access to this or that. This almost sounds to me like a fairly unsecured internet, you know, network within an office building where like, well, you can access any of these drives right here if you're in the network. But
not necessarily. It's a very secure network.
Sure.
That's not the issue. The issue is the people that work tech support of that network to fix it and fix any kinks have to be able to access it at any time.
Sure.
And whatever's in it. The issue is not necessarily, in my opinion, is not necessarily the job he had and the security clearance that he had. The issue to me is that he, in my opinion, should have never had a security clearance to begin with if someone had actually done a proper background check. That's more the issue, in my opinion.
What was in the background that would have prevented him from getting a clearance like this?
Nothing. And that's the problem, is that the background check system is really behind in terms of like the deep dives that they do into people's use of technology and social media. And, you know, now it's come out right in the memo that I think was released that he posted on social media about like wanting to do mass shootings, that he was racist, anti-Semitic, you know, all of that stuff. And had someone looked at that, it clearly would have precluded him from getting a security clearance. So in my opinion, that's the bigger issue.
And that's what's kind of shocking to me is, you know, if you went to go get a high level job at Walmart or something like in the corporate area, they would do a background check that would probably find those sort of things and would then exclude you from working your way up that ladder any higher because they don't want to have someone in there that has that sort of persona online. It's shocking to me that with someone like this in this sort of position that there wouldn't be a deeper dive. And you said it was kind of behind. Why?
I think we're constantly battling. And, you know, I think at Walmart, it depends on the job they have, right?
Sure.
If they're going to do a deep dive because it costs money, right? You know, to do those things. I think if we look at the government, you know, movies make us seem like we're super cool and have all this money and like we don't.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like we're only funded by the taxpayers, right? Mm-hmm. And what taxpayers pay. And so that's the issue. But I do think that it's also partially they move slow, right? The government does move slow in terms of keeping up the pace. I'm not excusing it. It's unacceptable. And this will continue to happen until they do this. And also a lot of the people that are engaged doing the background checks, a lot of them are retired.
Okay.
So, you know, retired, Secret Service, those kinds of things. And so you're looking at people that are probably in the 65 plus age bracket, and it's difficult for them to understand, you know, social media. And so I think that's to me, it's more the bigger issue in my opinion, but sorry if I'm being too much.
You're great. I mean, everything you're saying makes total sense as to why and how this all played out the way it did. I guess it just goes through my mind. I mean, we can clearly look at these issues and these problems and it's like, why are they not being fixed? Look at what just happened here. Why are we not like putting like the speed on? We need to fix our system so there's not more of this, because it just seems like it's very ripe for this to repeat itself in far worse ways.
You're 100% right. And like I said, it will continue to repeat itself. And it looks like I'm trying to figure out what sort of platforms he used, but it looks like he was using not difficult to find platforms to do these things. Like we've had people in the past who have been caught, you know, leaking documents. And the reality sadly is a lot of them are racist, anti-Semitic, you know, violent folks. And this really could have been rooted out much easier.
Yeah. It's just shocking. And then the fact, the weapons array that he's in possession of, bolt action rifles, mm-hmm. rifles, AR and AK style weapons, and the kicker, a bazooka.
I mean, that's also tough too, right? Because I would have to look up the laws, right, for his state, which is Massachusetts, and what he can and can't legally own. And the reality is he may have been in legal possession of them. He may have. I don't know.
Is it legal
part I have to look up.
Is it legal to own a bazooka anywhere?
It depends.
Really? I thought that would have been like kind of off the table for like anybody just to have their hands up.
I mean, some people do the reality is the way they track whether a bazooka is legal or not is the diameter of the tube.
Really?
That they would have. I know.
Wow, I had no idea. So, are there consumer places like you can go to Bass Pro and be like, yeah, I like the bazooka over there. We're gonna go fishing this weekend.
Look, I'm gonna go and guess that may have not been legally obtained. Sure. But like, I don't know. I'm literally guessing.
Sure.
You know, but it's not illegal necessarily to own that. Just like, you know, it's not illegal to own an AR-15. Mm-hmm. It's when you make the modifications to it, right? That's when it becomes illegal. And I think that's kind of what the ATF is saying about bazookas, right? It's like, you just can't modify. So I don't know if his is modified. Like, I really don't know, but he's what, 20, 21,
yeah.
right? And he lives at home. And if I came home with a bazooka, I feel like my parents would, you know,
they might have frown some question. Yeah, like, what are you doing with a bazooka, honey? This doesn't seem like you. It seems out of character. And where does a 21-year-old get his hands on a bazooka, I guess, is the next question.
Oh, gosh, there is a huge underground market for guns. I mean, it's really not hard.
Really?
That's the sad part is that, I mean, you really can get any kind of weapon you want, however you want, from wherever you want, and particularly if he's utilizing social media, which it does sound like he did, you know, quite a lot. He's probably able to get whatever he wants. That's the difficult part is that it's really, I mean, we look at the individual who shot up the synagogue near me here in Texas last year, and he walked off the plane, found an automatic weapon on the black market here and shot up the synagogue.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's not that difficult. That's the frustrating part.
That's the scary and sad part of all of that.
Well, and his parents, I think it's a little scary too.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Tracy Walder, former FBI, CIA, thank you so much for joining us and giving us your insight on this compelling story. If you like the show, press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any breaking updates or discussions on the cases we're following for you right here. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.